Tuesday, January 9th, and as I alluded to yesterday, I am speaking to you as a national champion, as my Michigan Wolverines took care of business last night, handily, 34-13, and won the first national championship since yours truly was a junior back on January 1st, 1998. At the Rose Bowl in Pasadena against Washington State, this time against Washington, if you haven't been paying attention. And that's a pretty long stretch for a program such as Michigan, that is one of the elite in college football history, the most wins in college football history, and now the second national championship of my lifetime, and only the third in like ever. The other one, I'm not sure when it was, but way before my time. It's hard. It's hard to win a championship. And it was fun to watch. As I've said many times over the last 10 years or so, I've chosen Sundays over Saturdays, so my fandom of Michigan football has decreased exponentially over the last 20 years. Slowly, 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 and especially when there was a 10-year block where they were not too impressive, it was easy to look away and not think twice. Obviously, with the recent success, there's been a little more interest, but not an overwhelming amount. Probably less than you would expect from someone that you deem a sports fan like myself. But the truth is, when it comes to Michigan these days, I'm a little, I guess, fair weathery, which is the definition of what I just said, right? Where there was time where they weren't good, so I didn't really pay attention. Now that they're good, I'm kind of into it. So yeah, a little bit of a fair weather fan. Nonetheless, it's always great to root for your guys, and when they come through, it's something you'll always remember. And national championship is a big deal. This will pale in comparison in my sports fan resume to the 1997 team, because I was there. I was in the middle of it. Every week was a battle. I was part of it. I was there when they won it. It was just a totally different experience. So this was awesome, fun, 15-0, very impressive, a very impressive run, a dominant run. And I want to add, I'm glad that it ended up like they pulled away in the end, because Washington, it must have been a really, really frustrating game for a Washington fan, because you get kind of kicked in the teeth in the first quarter, and then all of a sudden you're just like, you're still there. You're just like one play away, one play away. You're like you always have that chance until the very, the last handful of minutes. But the game felt like one team was two touchdowns better, and it ended up being, more than that. So it felt right, not just as a Michigan fan, but as a sports purist and sports fan who just like, wants things to make sense. And it leaves, with all the controversy around the playoff and playoffs in general, and this is the last 4-team playoff, so it's going to get wilder next year. With all the controversy of who should have gotten in, who shouldn't, and all that stuff, it's nice to have just a clean ending, because it is quite indisputable that the Michigan Wolverines are the national champions of this college football season. Go Blue.